From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Legislation to make Missouri the final state to adopt a statewide monitoring program for prescription opioids continues to face challenges. Republican Representative Holly Rader says several amendments proposed by her colleagues on Wednesday would have killed our bill's chances of passing. One failed amendment would have required the program to track medical marijuana as well. House members ultimately defeated every proposed amendment and voted 110-43 to give the bill initial approval. But if it passes the House, it'll still need to go to the Senate, where similar proposals failed to pass out of committee Wednesday. The goal of prescription tracking programs is to help physicians and pharmacists identify potential opioid misuse. A bill that would subject local officials to the same ethics laws state lawmakers faced is headed to the Missouri Senate. The House passed the bill today requiring that local officials have the same limits on campaign contributions and gifts from lobbyists, similar to what voters approved in November. But many Democrats, including Kansas City Representative Brandon Ellington, voted against it, saying the bill is prompted by legislators who are upset about the so-called Clean Missouri measure.
I think it's a good thing to have transparency in politics, but I also think we can cripple the ability of local municipalities to be able to lobby and fight for things.
Other Democrats voted no because of the changes it made to the state's open records law, effectively making fewer emails and other documents public. Mid-Missouri is dealing with ice after freezing rain fell overnight and into this morning. Temperatures are dropping well below freezing, and officials warn the weather could lead to accidents and power outages all over the state. MoDOT Central District Maintenance Engineer Jason Schaefer advised citizens to stay off the roads.
Because it could get very ugly here in the next few hours on in through this evening. Ice is just pretty bad news all the way around, so if a person is not needing to make a trip anywhere, I'd highly encourage them to just stay at home. It's safer for them and allows us to be able to get the roads clean quicker.
If you slide off the roads, Schaefer recommends calling local authorities to help you out. He also emphasized making sure your car is completely off the road to avoid further harm. Citizens gathered at City Hall today for a forum to discuss what qualities they are looking for in a city manager. CPSHR Consulting is the firm running the search for the City of Columbia. Andrew Nelson, who ran the meeting on behalf of the firm, talked about the challenges the firm faces in picking a candidate. The meeting was live-streamed to the public on the City of Columbia's website, and the city plans to send out a survey via email to gather more feedback. The consulting firm hopes to have a list of semifinalists for the position by April and the position filled by May. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News Columbia.